Mr. Roth. They are selling the goods of Philip Roth, his antique typewriter, Hermit's House, a chest full of ephemera dumped from drawers, locks of hair, a box of air he once breathed. I want none of it but the air. I do not believe in conjuring, but air carries words. I've read his books. They stick. I wanted him to keep at work, even though it cost him love. He said he shook off loneliness. I didn't believe him. He labored to stay most alive inside the peace of his keep. I admire the devotion of any who pray to understand us better, to ask a God to unseal our maddened hearts, our tragic tenacity. I read most deeply in the earliest hours before others begin to spin like tops. And I hear his voice as clear and surprising as that first bird whose call strikes out of the cold on a January morning. Sometimes I close my eyes and recite a sentence aloud and warm the air with the exhalation of his song.